In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The homily for the festival of the purification of Mary and the presentation of our Lord is based on Luke chapter 2. Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel. Simeon's song. What a sweet old hymn this is. What a message of peace and comfort and joy this song proclaims. Simeon, led by the Holy Spirit to the Jerusalem temple. Simeon is inspired by the Spirit to sing this song of faith as he meets the infant Lord Jesus. Luke, the evangelist, tells us that Simeon was righteous and devout. The Spirit had revealed to him that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And now Simeon was waiting. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel. More specifically, he was waiting for God's promised Messiah. And the Spirit led him to see Jesus. Simeon grasps the Christ child with his hands and takes him into his arms and blesses God. Well, Simeon's song is a great hymn of faith. It is also a great confession of faith. In his words and actions, Simeon is confessing that he needs a Savior. He recognizes that he stands before God as a sinful human being. He is, after all, a man dying in his sins. But yet, he has hope in God, and he is looking for God to keep his promise of salvation. In his words and actions, Simeon also confesses that in this little child, Jesus, he has met his Savior. God has kept his promise to his people and sent a Savior in flesh and blood. The people of Israel have been praying for this child. They have waited for him. They have longed for him. And God has granted what they asked of him. And in the temple, Mary and Joseph present this firstborn child. They give him to the Lord. For his whole life, Jesus is given over to the Lord to serve his purposes, to accomplish his will. This Christ child comes to the temple of God to be a merciful and faithful high priest in service to God and to make atonement for the sins of all people. Simeon sees this. And now he can die in peace, having seen this child, the one who is God's Savior. God's salvation had been prepared. The Messiah, God's own Son, had come. But more work was to be done before God's plan was completed. And that work would be accomplished 33 years later on a hill, just outside the walls of the Jerusalem temple. And of course, there, the Jesus who had been held safely in Simeon's arms would be held cruelly by the outstretched arms of a rough wooden cross. The baby boy presented at the temple, hailed and celebrated by Simeon as God's salvation, a light to the Gentiles, the glory of the people of Israel, this promised one would die the death of a criminal in darkness, amid a hail of curses and insults and jeers rejected by Jews and Gentiles alike. Jesus' body was buried in a tomb, but this was not the last word. On Easter, Jesus rose from death to life again, and this resurrection of Jesus testifies to the truth of God's promises. Jesus Christ is indeed God's Son, the promised Savior, but more than that, through this risen Jesus, God was keeping his promise of consolation and comfort and salvation for all people. Simeon does not see this that day in the temple, but his song anticipates all this. And what a sweet old hymn this is. What a message of comfort and peace and joy this song proclaims. And of course, the church today sings this hymn also in its worship services, usually after the celebration of the Lord's Supper. We sing this hymn not because it is old or because it is Simeon's song, but we sing it because we too receive Christ in his word and in his body and blood. We sing this hymn because God has kept his promises to us. And when we sing this song, we too confess that we need a Savior. We must all recognize that in our sins we are dying. Yet our hope is in God, and we too are looking for God to bring to consummation his promise of salvation. When we sing this song, we too confess that we have received a Savior in the person of Jesus Christ. We need the same Savior that Simeon needed. And we see the same Savior that Simeon saw. We open our eyes of faith and see the Lord Jesus Christ. We take him into our arms and bless God. Jesus is our hope, our joy, our comfort, and our life. And this is true peace. To look to Christ, to grasp Christ, to hold on to him, to confess that we need him, to confess that he is a Savior come to die for our sins and the sins of the whole world. And we need not fear sin and death, because the Savior from sin and death has come. Sin is defeated, death does not have the last word, because God has prepared salvation and life for us. And so, with God's people of all times, all ages, and all nations, we sing this hymn. But one last thing. Sometime after Simeon sang this hymn in the temple that day, he died. He departed in peace. We don't know when or how. The circumstances are not revealed to us. But there is something to consider in this. Everyone in the history of the church, every Christian of all nations, Jews and Gentiles, everyone who has ever sung this hymn dies. Either we have already died or we are dying. Think about this the next time you come to the altar, receive the Lord's Supper. You walk back to your seat comforted and consoled and fully confident that you are walking toward your death. No one who sings this hymn makes it out alive. And even in this, do we not rejoice? Sin means death, but Christ means life. Rejoice, because your death is swallowed up in Christ's victorious death. Your life is in his resurrection life. Rejoice, because God has kept his promises to his people. He has made salvation known to the nations. Rejoice because God has dealt graciously with you. Death is not the last word, for our eyes have seen his salvation. Lord, now you let your servants go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. Our own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.